When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. Each week, myself and Emma, we bring some music that have been sent to us through the emails. We take our favourite songs and we bring them along, we talk about them. We also have different sections, we have banter, we have guests. Unfortunately, we don't have a guest this week. I do believe next week we have Ray Kelly joining us. But yeah, that is us, that is what we do. I said that this is a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists. For example, the piece of music you can currently hear behind me is Lino Tenerife, I think that's how it's pronounced. Lino Tenerife is an Italian musician and producer and DJ based in the Canary Islands in Spain. This is a nice summer vibe that I thought I'd start the show with. I will leave all of Lino Tenerife's links in the show notes. I'm all right, I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, not too bad.
So, what are we listening to?
What's his face? Tenerife?
Tenerife, nice.
What did I say his name was?
DJ Tenerife? You're
DJ
correct.
DJ Tenerife, yeah.
Yes.
You see, I like this. It was, it kind of gave me early 90s vibes, like bands like Snap and things like that. Are you bringing a song of yours today?
Yes, I am bringing a song of mine. Thank you very much. I recently released a cover of a song by Alex Turner called Stuck on the Puzzle. And yeah, I'll tell you all about it closer to the time and that kind of thing. But I'm excited to be playing it tonight. So you can
be our artist spotlight today.
We don't
have a guest, and all the rules are out the window, so we do what we want. So what's new?
What is new with me? I wish I could say that there was things that was new with me.
How's your pooly knees?
Oh, my pooly knees are still shocking. I have an MRI lined up soon enough, so that's nice.
I've got pooly knees, and what I did with my knees was when they get back, so the tendons are fucked on my knees. I did it through martial arts years and years ago, and it's never been the same.
Ouch.
And so I strapped mine up, and then I saw your knees, and you just put a little plaster under your knee. I was thinking, what the fuck is that going to do?
That's actually tape. It's called K-tape, and it's like extra strong. So you put it around your kneecap, and then it like helps support your kneecaps.
Does it?
So it's like a special Band-Aid plaster. Also, did you say poorly knees?
Poorly knees, yeah.
I thought you were saying pooly knees, and I was like, that must be some English slang.
Pooly?
P-O-O-L-Y.
Do you not say that in Ireland?
No. Oh, is that a word?
No. It is over here, yeah.
Oh.
You usually say it to children. Are you not feeling very well? You say, are you pooly?
Aw, that's a new one for me. I've learned something new today already.
What do you say over there? It's not very well.
Yeah.
Feeling shite.
Yeah, they're like banged up, or like that's a knock, or not well.
So, shall we play some music?
Let's play some music.
Yeah, we're gonna. I'm gonna speak. What we do is the first section of the show always. Ema and I, we bring a piece of music from the week that have been sent to us through the emails, or has been sent to us from Stream on Distro.
Yes, that is correct.
But we usually interview those, don't we?
Yes. Though today we have a song without an interview, so we're shaking things up.
Oh, is this Stream on Distro?
Yes, it is indeed.
Oh! Yeah. Okay. We've had Lucy, Raquel and me. Is it me or I?
And me.
Should be I, but okay, we've had Lucy, Raquel and me on the show before. We haven't had them personally, but we've had their music on before.
Oh. Yeah. Is that okay? Do you want me to get a different?
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. We can talk about them because they've got an interesting way of working.
Yes, they do.
So, yeah, introduce away.
So, this is Keep You On Replay by Lucy, Raquel and me.
Into your eyes and I couldn't breathe. I felt a fever rising to 1,000 degrees. You held me in your arms, never letting go. But that was all too long ago. Get over. keep you on replay. I'll just keep you on replay.
I will keep you.
I'll just keep you on replay.
This is Keep You On Replay by Lucy, Raquel and Me. Three talents, one project. So Lucy, Raquel and Me is a collaboration of three artists who have never actually met. Spread out over Australia, California and France, the three work together to produce beautiful soft indie rock. And they've been working together since 2016. They say, we have never met, but you can meet us through our music. So yeah, I like this little piece. I thought the production was nice. The bass was fun. It was chill. It was funky. It gave me Corinne Bailey Rae vibes and like Feist, kind of like around the 2006 singer-songwriter period. But yeah, I liked it. What did you think, Richie?
Yeah, I thought this was, it was a nice tune. It was a nice piece of indie rock. You can tell that they work separate. They work separate from each other over long distance because you could... You can tell in the production that everything's, it's not pristine like you get with most music, but in a sense that's good because it kind of gives it a lo-fi feel, and it gives it that a kind of a 90s vibe. Like, do you remember Ace of Base?
No, sorry.
That kind of music. It's a beautiful tune. And you got to tip your hat to them that they can produce what they're producing from with the distance between them that they have type thing. They are a lot like a band from the, I think it was the 80s, maybe early 90s, called the Postal Service. And what they would do is the same thing over a distance. Somebody would record the drums or whatever, and they would record it on like a... One of those, was it Foster, what they call them tape recorders? You know, on tape. Mm-hmm. They'd record it on tape and then they'd send it over and everything would be done on tape through the post, through first class. Yeah.
Perfect name, then, Postal Service.
So it's kind of like the Postal Service, but more modernised.
Yeah. Very nice. And what did you bring today, Richie?
I have brought Someone, Anyone with their song, Birds.
Feel like a bird in a box, sick of these four walls. Don't you wanna get away?
Get away,
get away from me. Of life above your eyes, come down to me, I can set you free. Set you free.
that was Birds by Someone Anyone.
Very nice.
Yeah, let me tell you a bit about them.
Please
so, do. Core members, Harry, vocals, production, Poppy, vocals, and Dan, sax, have been making music together for a while, but work with various other musicians, almost like a collective, to deliver an ever-evolving sound. The unifying factor in this shifting setup is the sum of its individuals. Above all, we love writing, playing, and creating together, then sharing that vibe with others. We're friends first and a band second, in a lot of ways, says Harry. I like this an awful lot. It's like I said about a song last week, I can't remember what the song was, but it's a smorgasbord of textures and different things going on. There's a lot to take out of this. The drums, I was trying to play along with him. I was struggling to work out what the fuck he was doing. Because at the start, it was in 4-4, but I still couldn't tap along with it and I couldn't work out why. And it's almost, it's like it's not 4-4, it's like 4-4.5. I'm going to play the start for you again. Just listen to, try and tap along with the drums. You get the 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. And then when you get to the 4, he doesn't quite hit the snare. You think, well, the snare is supposed to come in here. And it doesn't, it comes in like deliberately, slightly after.
Could it be like, I don't know, like 6-8 or something?
No. It's definitely 4-4, but it's kind of like an offbeat snare or something like that. It's unusual.
Spicy.
Feel like a bird in a box, sick of these four walls. Don't you wanna get away?
Get away,
get away from me.
Yeah, it's 4-5. It might be 4-5. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4-5.
Oh.
But it was slightly off. But wow. I think they chopped and changed the time signatures a few times, maybe. Or maybe I'm just... The way he was drumming was very complex. He's very good, really good drummer.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of offbeat stuff. And yeah. And
yeah, very well constructed.
All of them are obviously very good musicians. What did you take from this, Emar?
Yeah, I thought that it was excellent. It was like really well put together. Really kind of like... ebbed and flowed very well, kept my attention the whole time. Yeah, I think this is a great song. Thank you for sharing it.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Gotye.
Yeah, I really like
Gotye. If you listen to his album, it sounds a lot like some of the stuff he does.
Yeah. I don't know if I've listened to his album, but I've heard like a good few of his songs. Usually I listen to one on repeat and then get sad and then listen to someone else. You got Gotye'd.
Yeah, he's a good artist though.
Oh, he's amazing.
So yeah, those are our favourite songs from the week. We can might as well just call it a day.
Bye. No, it's my turn. Or do you want to do wild card?
We'll do wild card. We could also do a Twitter. But I'll put a Twitter competition out. We could do that.
Put one
okay
on
then.
I'll
have to leave it somewhere in the record. It's really sexy when you do that.
It's in my brain. I'm pretending to be a gay. I never explained it. In my brain, I'm pretending to be a gay wolf when I say that. And I do a little hand flick.
That's probably what it is then.
Every time I just think it's funny. I realise I've never explained that. I will.
That's going in the outtakes.
Okay. First context.
Anyway, so the wild card, for those who don't know, who are new to the show, what we do with the wild card is I flick through the emails and Emar
will
say stop.
Okay, ready?
So I'm flicking. Okay, so we have Noir. Morning, everyone. Really excited to be dropping over Spineless, the latest single and music video from Bristol-based nu metal five-piece Noir. With five previous successful singles under their belt, the band have amassed more than 100,000 streams on Spotify. They're in eight blend of rap and metal genres and a range of influences, including emo, hip-hop and dark pop.
Ooh.
This has resulted in a signature reimagination of the new metal sound. Following up on the release of their recent single Phantom comes their debut EP, Are We Really Alive, due to release June 18th, 2021. What are we expecting from this song, Ema?
Firstly, are we allowed to play it if it's 18th June?
They shouldn't have sent it to me if they don't want me to play it. They know it's where they send submissions. I'm playing it.
Okay, perfect. So, I am thinking emo, sad boy, skater boy, like, I don't know, like screaming in your room, like something. This is so hard.
Pissed off teenager shouting and screaming.
Exactly. I can see what I'm trying to say, but I can't quite put it into words. Like e-boy. Have you heard of the generation of e-boys?
No.
So basically like the new scene kids, but they're a bit more stylish. So I think it's going to have it's kind of going to be like Green Day, but more like quirky.
I'm gonna guess from what they said in their description. I'm gonna go with Limp Bizkit meets Linkin Park meets Rage Against the Machine meets really pissed off teenagers screaming and shouting and not very happy.
I feel like that's a pretty good summary. That's good.
Let's have a look. So this is Bristol-based five-piece noir with their new track, Spineless.
It's too quiet. I need violence!
Got a hold of me, this solemn anonymity. I'm losing grip on sanity. I can't believe in anything. He tells me that I can't be free without sacrificing everything.
Break the silence!
Yeah, so Noir with Spineless. It was pretty much what I expected.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah. I want to say it felt different to anything that I've heard before. They're adding some new flavours in there that I haven't heard in that style of music before, which is quite interesting.
True.
And they produced it really well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the syncopation's very good.
The mix of scream and rap, that is really good. I mean, it's scream and rap. It's not like it hasn't been done before. So if you're going to do it again, you need to make it at least stand out. And I think that does. We get lots of this music. So if something stands out, it has to be good. And this stands out amongst everything we usually get. So.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would think of this song again and be like, yeah, I remember that song, you know? It sticks with
you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really absolutely nice. I think very very much a Gen Z kind of angst. Like, I think it's a new kind of angst that's coming into the scene. But that's I mean, exactly how they described it. It's like old, but like with some new flavors, and how you also described it. I feel like there's a lot of... It's interesting. I feel like there's three songs in that one song.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They've kind of melded them together into one. But they don't stick out as three songs. They blend really well. Yeah, I know what you mean with the different styles, with the rap and the screaming and the singing.
Yeah, for sure. But even like the structure of the verse, like there was that part where it was like, everything was toned down. Like, if I were to think of a typical strong structure, it would be intro, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus. But there wasn't a definitive verse that, like, kind of repeated. I don't know. It just felt like there's lots of things in it. So I actually have to say I enjoyed that.
There was a middle eight, wasn't that? And usually with a middle eight, it usually just stand out amongst the rest of the song in most cases. I think that was where it mellowed down, wasn't it?
Yeah. Good
it song. Is interesting though it's usually hard to take apart this style of music because it's just a fucking wall of noise usually. So yeah, I like this. I'd be happy to interview these guys for Artist of the Week because we don't get enough good music like this, so yeah
let's get them on. Woo!
And that's a problem with our podcast. People might listen to this and think, "Well, fuck me, they only listen to pop music, or they only listen to weird
music." But we're not
music.
Like that. But we're
no,
different.
It's just because that's the best music we've had through.
Yeah,
if you send
true.
Good music, we'll fucking play it.
Yep, true, true, true. So let's get them on because that was good.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you'd like to come on as our Artist of the Week, we'd like to interview you.
Indeed.
Drop me an email personally at richie@yhhtmpc.com.
You know, everyone listening to this will be able to send you a personal email.
Yeah. I didn't think that through, did I?
Yeah, we'll reach out to him, I think. But
I'm lonely. It's okay. You can all email me. It's fine.
I need friends.
Are we gonna do a get together this year? Do you think?
I'd like that. As soon as I'm able to travel, I think I'll try come over.
You're gonna come over here, are you?
Somehow. Or you guys can come here, like, I'm happy.
Yeah, we have to figure something out, won't we?
Definitely. Like,
get cameras
overdue.
And we'll video it all. And
I feel like London could be more exciting for that than Dublin.
Ooh. Maybe.
London lads. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah. We'll make a day of it. We'll do like a little mini documentary of us going around London or wherever, playing some music in different venues.
Yeah. We should do a mockumentary, like in The Office.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Jesus,
that'd be so good.
I reckon we could do that as well.
Yeah, I think so. That'd be great.
So what I'm going to do now is I put on Twitter, as I always do, for artists to leave their links
to be heard globally.
And as always, their links they left. So
excellent.
I struggled to choose one this time. So I chose from the links that were left, Nobody Music.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how hard it was to get this song to play on the podcast and find any information about these guys at all.
Really?
They've got a website. They have a website and still no information on there about them.
Oh, my God. I saw a Spotify account recently. And it was just like, hey, yeah, I make music and stuff. That was it.
I mean, that might as well be what they've done. That is some sort of art project, what they're doing. I think that's maybe, but I'm getting nothing from it. And they've got a website, and maybe it's intentional. I don't know. But the song is Roads by Nobody. Is it Nobody Project or it's just Nobody?
Oh,
I'd be interested. In fact, if you're listening to this, Nobody, I'd be interested to have you on the show so as you can tell the world all about you. I'd love to do that. Please come on the show and
I'm
talk to us.
I'm actually super intrigued because maybe Nobody is like, it's the whole point.
I don't know. It's quite a mystery, to be honest. But
yeah,
it was one of my favourites on amongst all of them. And the fact that I couldn't find anything on them made me want to go, no, we're not going to play you. You have nothing on you. But I was really drawn to their music, so this is Rhodes by No One, Nobody.
The goddesses that dwell far long invisible are my favorite gods. Roads go on while we forget and are forgotten like a star that shoots and is gone. On this earth it is short. We men have not made anything that doth fade so soon.
So long endure.
So long endure. A young road wet with rain in the sun would not gleam like a winding stream if we trod it not again. They are lonely while we sleep. For lack of the traveler who is now a dream only. From dawn's twilight and all the clouds like sheep on the mountains of sleep, they wind into the night. The next turn may reveal heaven upon the crest. Close pine clump at rest, and black may hell conceal, often footsore, never yet of the road thy weary, the long and steep and dreary, as it winds on forever. Dead.
Admittedly, 6 minutes is a bit long and it could be considered Marmite. Not everybody is going to enjoy that, especially with it being 6 minutes. However, there is a lot of complexity in there that can be taken out, that chops and changes throughout the whole piece.
I didn't even notice those 6 minutes go by. I didn't even notice them. I remember when I thought it was going to end, and then it kept going. But that kept my attention the entire way through. That is the best thing that I've heard in a while, I have to say. I really like that.
It's a phenomenal piece of work.
I see how it would be Marmite, but I am Team Marmite on this one. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely for this.
And I know it's like obvious to say Laurie Anderson. Oh, like a Superman, because obviously any kind of like synth female vocals, you're going to go there. But also, Laurie Anderson vibes, that's amazing.
I was kind of getting Imogen Heap with the vocals. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's just so much. To the untrained ear. Unlike ourselves, Ema.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could listen to that and think, well, that's just the same thing from beginning to end. It's very boring.
Oh.
But no, you listen to that. There's loads of complexity running all the way through that, and you can take lots out of it.
Yeah. It's actually the first time that I've listened to a song in I don't know how long that I haven't been able to focus on the lyrics because there's so much else going on. Usually I always get an idea of what I'm hearing, but like that's just like my brain was just like completely occupied on everything. It was amazing.
A lot of the time, if you've got too much going on, it becomes overcrowded, and there's just too much. But this, it didn't feel crowded. Although there's lots going on, it didn't feel crowded.
No.
Maybe that was because they managed to fit it in 6 minutes. I don't know, but
I feel like it's jazz for aliens. When we were talking about aliens earlier, this is their music.
I'd like to call it new jazz.
It's new jazz, yeah.
I like it a lot. I felt it was missing something though, because I almost felt like it was ready to build up into like a singing part and like a really powerful singing.
Yeah,
like
I want to hear
a little section.
Opera on that.
Yes,
just come out with a big. Oh,
but electric opera, like, not like normal opera, like an electric opera, like builds up into this big crescendo type thing.
Yeah,
like, and then brings it back down.
Yeah,
but that was that. Yeah,
that was amazing. I mean, very. It was definitely. I really enjoyed that.
And that was nice just pick. Dropped on. That was just dropped on Twitter. Yeah, have a listen to this. We're no one.
Oh my god! I need to know this. No one.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, we love you, and we would like to talk to you, if that could be arranged.
Please, thank you.
So, that was fun. I'm gonna move us on, Emma. I'm gonna move us on to the next section and the final section.
Ooh. Well,
the final, but what you said that the final section is the artist of the week, but
I'm artist of every week, so this doesn't count. Yeah,
absolutely. So, yes, Emma, host and artist of the week.
Yay!
Well, thank you for joining me, Emma.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. It's been a long time since I spoke to you, actually. It's nice to catch up.
So you've got a new song out.
I do have a new song out. It's the first cover that I've...
Oh, you have somebody else's new song out.
I have someone else's old song out. But
Yeah.
I think in life, as an artist, there are moments where you just get a wave of inspiration. And I was actually reading a very good book called The War of Art. And basically, this writer, he personifies procrastination and anxiety and everything as a literal force that you're at war with as an artist. And it's saying that, like, it personifies creativity in a really beautiful way. And he mentions, like, the nine muses, and he gets into, like, spirituality and how much of a beautiful thing it is to be able to create and everything. So I was kind of like, so when inspiration comes, first of all, I would recommend to everyone to read that book because it's really good. But also, like, whenever inspiration does come, I think it's really important to act on it. So I was sitting at the beach and I had been fostering a little puppy and she left that day and I was just heartbroken. So I walked down to the beach and I was sitting there having a little sob to myself. And then Stuck on the Puzzle by Alex Turner came on. And by the end of that song, I was singing my heart out and I was smiling and I was just like, oh my God, like, that is the power of music. Like, every now and again, I'll get this moment that reminds me of, like, why I'm doing this. And I was just like, oh, I need to make a cover of this. So I went home, worked on a cover, had it out the next couple of weeks. So that was, my cover of Stuck on the Puzzle.
So, yeah, you've done a cover. You don't do covers.
I don't do covers because I kind of figure, well, it's the way that I kind of thought about it is that, like, look, if you're going to put time into something, it's really nice to get your own stuff out there and everything. But I was kind of like, because I produce my own music and stuff, it just kind of hit me. I was like, hang on, I can just do that. You know, like, I mean, it took me 3 hours to record, a couple of days to mix. And then it was out. So, and actually, it was really interesting doing the production on this one because when I sat down to record it, I initially thought that there'd be, like, lots in it and that I would have all of, like, the melodic themes from the original song in there. But once I recorded it, I was just like, I don't know, I just don't think it needs anymore. So I took a lot of time finessing the details on, like, effects. So there's lots of spatial and time effects on it. But, yeah, it was super fun. And then I was stuck inside because my knees were sore. So I just kind of decided to make a music video. So there's this awesome website called Prelinger Archives. And it's just, it's like an online library that has these videos going back to, like, the 50s. And, like, I don't know when film started, but you can get all these clips from back there. So I went down there and I found some clips I liked and I downloaded it and I put it together in iMovie. And then I have this wall in my room that has guitars hanging up on it. So for a couple of things now, I just throw a bed sheet over the guitars. And I took my photo for Pretty Boy like that. And I did a little video for Dreamland using that. So I just stood in front of a blue bed sheet and I just lip synced into my phone. And it's really funny, there's one point in the video where I'm like, oh, my knee. Like, you can see that I'm in pain, but I managed to keep going. My very weak knees. And it's really funny. I have to show it to you, but I have this little at the very end of the recording when I go turn my phone off, I'm like, my fucking knees, like, you know. So anyway, so I sat down, I put the video together, and I was super lucky, like such fluke, I guess, because on iMovie there's a setting for green screen or blue screen. And because I'd use a blue bed sheet, I was able to, it was basically a massive green screen. So now I realize I have a massive green screen in my room and I'm so excited to do more things.
You have a green screen, so we can start doing more stuff. I mean, we should do anyway. Start doing more stuff over StreamYard, because streaming is such a big thing at the moment. I feel like we're missing out. I'm thinking,
I think we need to get on Twitch.
I was thinking earlier, maybe we should do like one episode every other week and in between that, a stream. And
yeah.
Just stream some of our favourite songs and allow people to engage with us and leave their links, and yeah, we'll have a listen to their music. Maybe they'll come and join us on the stream and have a chat with us.
I feel like Twitch is good for that because we can just like have a little ramble. It doesn't have to be, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
What we could do is we could have an artist on for the recorded podcast and then the next week do a Twitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking today.
Yeah.
Because also it's like, that's what I was thinking that today. So yeah, we're going to listen to your song, Emma. We're going to have a listen to your song and then we'll have a chat about it afterwards.
Amazing, have a little chat with you.
I'm not the kind of fool who's gonna sit and sing to you about stars, girl. But last night I looked up into the dark half of the blue, and they had gone backwards. Something in your magnetism must have pissed them off, forcing them to get an early night. And I have been searching from the bottom to the top for such a sight as the one I caught when I saw your fingers dim in the light, like you're used to being told that you're trouble. And I spent all night stuck on the puzzle. Nobody I asked knew how he came to be the one to whom you surrendered. But every man who wasn't led away into the other room stood protected. Something in your magnetism hadn't just made him drop. Whoever's hand it was that he was holding. And I have been searching from the bottom to the top for such a sight as the one I caught when I saw your fingers dim in the light, like you're used to being told that you're trouble. And I spent stuck on the puzzle. And I tried to swim to the side, but my feet got caught in the middle. And I thought I'd seen the light, but oh no, I was just stuck on the puzzle. Ooh, stuck on
Sometimes I don't understand how I'm the same person.
God. So, yeah, wow, Ema. The first time I heard this, it really threw me because I'm going to be absolutely honest with you now. I'm going to be completely honest with you and tell you, I've always thought of you as a good vocalist.
Thank you.
Not an outstanding, just a good vocalist. Fair. But what you've got the ability to do is you've got the ability to write music around the instrument you know you've got. So you produce amazing work around what you know you've got. Then I listened to this and it blew all that away because your vocals were absolutely beautiful and it was something that I've never heard from you before. Every time I listen to it, I get goosebumps. And we all have it in certain songs. We'll have a little piece of a song that will stand out to us and it will strike us. And you try to explain it to someone else and it's just, what? Like a bit of a flute section or something or whatever, and it's like to you it blows you away, but to somebody else it's just a bit of fucking flute. In that, it's a few words, and I think it's a key change you do, and you sing "Seeing the Light," and it's a bit of a key change, and when you do it, and I know it's coming now because I've listened to it a few times, it just gives me goosebumps.
Thank you. Yeah, I've learned a lot about my voice in the last couple of years, actually. So the first time I learned that I could do those kind of slides into different notes was in Black Denim, when I go, and hey, like that kind of thing. And I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't know I could do that. Because for me, so my original focus was singer-songwriter because I just enjoyed singing, enjoyed writing. And then my focus turned to production. And I learned so much in college about producing music, and I've been spending so long learning how to produce instruments and everything that I've actually kind of forgotten how to sing. So, and also for me, my voice, I actually find looking back is very much linked to my self-confidence. And there is a little while, there was like a couple years ago, and it was just, I did not have as much self-confidence as I have today. So now that I'm actually like learning to trust myself and to be like, oh, hang on, I do have a voice and I actually can do this. I'm actually understanding what my voice can do. And like learning about myself has resulted in me learning about my voice. So literally like my entire, everything I've been releasing for the last 2 years has not only been a reflection of my production, but of my actual story too. So, and it's like, it wasn't really until I stripped everything away, like the whole kind of, I don't want to say like facade or whatever, but like that was this is the first time that I've released something that's just kind of just felt like me. And I'm like, oh, you know, like I took away the instruments and it was just like, I didn't even have an effect on the guitar. That's just the sound of my Telecaster plugged in. And I was just like, hang on a second, like I can do this. So yeah, it's been a good milestone releasing this, I think.
Although it's not technically your song, I think it was something you needed to help you work out what maybe you can do.
For sure.
Even though I said what I said, I still feel you put too much production on the vocals on this. I think you could have got away with not putting as much production. Yeah. I think your voice in this was absolutely on point. I think you didn't need to put as much production on the vocals.
Thanks.
Because, it was an absolute eye-opener for me because it's like listening to the same artist, but a different version of the same artist, and like you say, it's down to obviously, you never had the confidence, and you didn't realise what you're capable of, but yeah, you absolutely are.
Thank you. Yeah, I think as well, like it's kind of one thing that I've gotten better at, and I suppose, like I think that for me, well, first of all, Stuck in the Puzzle really resonates with me because it was written for this movie. It's the same guy from the Arctic Monkeys, for a movie called Submarine. And that movie, it's like this indie film, and like it did really well, but that just inspired my love of writing kind of like coming of age songs and for indie films and everything. So this song has been with me for a really long time, and I think I was just really happy to release a cover too. I hadn't really thought of doing that before, and to backtrack as well, I know that I said like, yes, it is confidence as well, but I do think I have quite an adaptive voice, and I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you said that, like, I adapt to what the music needs. But this is the first time that it's ever just been like that, so, and that I've had the confidence to pull it off, so I'm glad that you like it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lots more to come.
Of course, every week.
Yeah, literally. Once a month for the last 2 years. No shock to anyone. I think I actually only missed 2 months last year that I didn't release a song every month.
But so. You still produce quality as well. A lot of people can do that, and because they're doing stuff so quick, they're not spending enough time or not nurturing the track.
That's true.
They have. But you seem to... But then again, it is pretty much your life, so...
Yeah, true. They're my babies, like, it's... you know, but then it's funny, some tracks will take a week or two, and some... Like, I've been working on one song for 2 years, and I'm going to release it this year, so I'm excited about that.
Wow.
2 years, yeah.
So, what is next? What was your next track? What's your next project?
So, my next one...
How is it going to differ?
Well, it's completely different. And so it's no shock to no one. We'll see. It's time. It's time. So I've been working on this track for 2 years, and it's called Hazy Daisy. Actually, the first album that I ever released is an album called Goof Skater. G-O-O-F Skater. And I named it that because I used to skateboard a lot, but I scoot. No, I skate. Yes, I scoot with my left foot forward. So, so that's called, and the term for that is, it's called Goof Skater. And so I wanted to make like songs to cruise to. And that was the first time I challenged myself to produce a piece of music that had no lyrics. So I really had to put all my focus on instrumentation. How can I keep people entertained from beginning to end? So that was the challenge. So one of the songs that came out from that is a little track called Hazy Daisy. And it's very like vibey. It's very wavy. It's like real kind of summer song. So you can be expecting some New Orleans style trumpet, some massive backing vocals, big chorus.
Who's playing trumpet?
It's MIDI. And it's shockingly MIDI, but I kind of love it for that reason. I don't know. It just kind of suits the track. So real summer jam. And I'm very excited for you to hear it. Because it's nothing like what I just put out. Shocker.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
And yourself, everything you do on each track is done yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, everything. From instrumentation, production, vocals, mixing, mastering now as well.
So for those people out there that are like starting out in this and they want to produce their own work and what have you, it's like... When most people think of producing work, it's like, oh, okay, I'll lay down the tracks and the drums and the guitar and the vocals, and then somebody will come along and say, okay, you've got that, now it needs mixing and mastering. When you're producing a piece of work yourself, what do you have to do?
So basically, I'm going to go back to what it would have been like being in the recording studio back in like the 80s and like at the height of it all. So there was the producer, and there was the mixing engineer. So yeah, so basically the engineers, they're in charge of microphones and all the technical elements. And the producers are in charge of taking a piece, adding more elements to it. So say if a band came along and they had like standard drum, bass, guitar, they'd say, yeah, we're going to write this piece with a choir, and then we're going to get some strings in here. So they're the ones to take the song to the next level. So now the roles of a mixing engineer and a producer have been very much like linked these days because it's also accessible. But basically, so when you record your tracks, so you get them down, then the next stage is to mix it. So mixing means taking out any takes that you don't like, or like rearranging things, that's producing. So mixing is when you add your effects, you take things away, and it's almost like if you imagine that a song is a multi-layered cake, there's a place in each cake. No, there's a place in each layer for different instruments. And it's all about like massaging all of the different tracks together and making them fit with like equalizing, compression, limiting, that kind of thing. All the technical terms I'm throwing at you. And then, so then mixing takes a while. But then producing is when you kind of think about where you want the track to go. Like, where do you want to add things? So for me, being a mixing engineer and a producer is great because I create my songs as I'm going along. Like, I know what I want to come next and where it's going to fit. Yeah, so that's, I hope I answered the question.
When I was in a band, we'd produce our music at a place called Rabanus. We'd go in and we'd lay down the tracks. I'd always go first as the drummer, lay down the beat, then we'd do the bass over the drums, then the guitar, and the vocals would go in last. And then after we'd done all that in the studio, after a long time of doing everything over and over, anyway, so we'd get that on a CD, it'd be a WAV on a CD, and then we'd send that CD to someone to mix and master it, who doesn't know us, never met us, don't know what we want from it. And looking back now, that was wrong.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to work with somebody who's going to mix and master your music, you need to let them know how it needs to be. But you've got a lot of people out there who are just sending off their work to somebody, hoping it's going to come back perfect.
Yeah. Literally.
That's wrong, right?
That is wrong. So basically, I think it was Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. So they had a mix and a mastering. So they sent the song to a producer, and the producer kind of put what they thought should go on the track, and they kind of took it, made it their own. And that song didn't take off until they re-released it with their own production that they wanted originally. And I was like, you know, so widely known. So I think it's really important to have communication with the mixing engineer and the producer, because it's tough. Like, if you send something and you have this idea of what it's going to be and it comes back as something different, you know, that's, and then there's that person who's put all that work into it and they're like, but this is what I thought it was. Like, it's just, it's really good to have a close connection, I think, with producers. I think that's where the best work comes from.
But let's say you've got a solid piece of work, solid drums, solid instruments, solid vocals, and you don't need any effects added to it. You're just a rock band. You don't want nothing inorganic. Why would you need to send it to someone to be mixed?
So basically, when there's audio, there's frequencies. So again, it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. Like, so you have the drums, right? So they're at the lower frequency, so between 50 and 100 hertz. Now, if you have your guitar, there's no reason for the guitar to have so much low end on it. So that, like, gets the drums all muddy. So it's kind of, the point of mixing is to find everything its own space. So if you want to keep it like a raw recording, that's fine. But if it's like, so you know when we listen to songs, and you say everything is just layered on top of each other.
That's how I did it, pretty much.
Yeah. So that,
you could probably hear that last week when you listened to what I played.
Yeah, but even like, so like some music that we were talking to today, you were like, yeah, it sounds like they all recorded their piece and they were just layered one on one. The reason why they sound layered is because they mightn't have been
mixed.
They
are layered?
Exactly, but it's mixing that mixes them together. That doesn't make a sound layered. It sounds
kind of
like combined.
Stitches them perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah. Mixing is the stitching.
So what does the mastering do?
So then the mastering is this final polish that goes on top. So it used to be a lot more difficult back in like the 80s and stuff. They had, so in Abbey Studios, there was a room that was basically like a science lab. You go in, there would be like, you'd have to wear an entire plastic suit going in. And these mixing engineers were like, you know, like, bosses, you know, like the absolute tech wizards. And it's basically to make it that it's an overall mix. It's like putting varnish over some woodwork, you know, and it's to get it ready for every single radio station. Because if you think about how we listen to music, you listen to it on your phone, you listen to it on your headphones, you listen to it on speakers, you listen to it in your car. How can you get one piece of music to translate well over every single speaker?
Okay.
So that's the point of mastering.
But then you get things like Spotify, and they do that thing where they make everything the same volume and shit.
Yeah, it's cruel.
Does that mess with the mastering that you've done on your track?
Potentially. So there are different softwares that allow you to actually hear what it would sound like on Spotify. Yeah, potentially. Like, I know that a lot of mastering
reduces the quality as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, with compression, because MP3s are already like squashed, and you know, mixing engineers, they spend a lot of time on these like fine details and everything, and then it's just bleh, you know. But then it is quite funny because like there are a lot of really popular songs I've heard lately, and like the mixes are beautiful. And kids, like, well, I say kids, like I'm old, like it's a TikTok trend to take.
You're just a
song.
A baba?
I'm just a baba, just a wee baba. So it's become a trend to take a song and slow it down. So take it from its original tempo and just absolutely like make it really like slow motion. And it just destroys the quality. But it's like, but people like it, you know? So it is an interesting one. It's like, do we need to get into that level of detail? But also that level of detail, I think, is what can really make a difference.
It's weird. I think we've become accustomed now because of MP3s, because of Spotify. We've become accustomed and used to, I don't want to say bad quality, but lesser quality.
Yeah.
And back in the day, older people say, oh, you can't beat vinyl. You can't beat it. This, and younger people go, oh, you're just full of shit. And when you listen to a vinyl, I can listen to a Michael Jackson song on vinyl that I've listened to, I think it was a couple of years ago, I listened to, I think it was PYT.
Mm-hmm.
And I know PYT, I know the song, I've listened to it since I was 8 or 9 years old. I know every nuance of the song. Mm-hmm. You put this vinyl on and I'm hearing things that I've never heard in the song before.
Yeah.
And it was crazy to me. And then you put another song on. I can't remember what the other songs were, but they're songs off the same album. And I was hearing things off the same. I know the song. I've listened to it. Like, I loved Michael Jackson back then. I'd listen to the same song every day. And suddenly I'm listening to the same song.
Yeah.
Like 15 years later.
Yeah. And that's, and you know, like, that's,
it's got new stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. That's the power of mastering, really, because realistically, if it's a Michael Jackson album, it was from so long ago. And also, that's like, so it's done on one and then it's all printed afterwards. But that's a mastering engineer who sat down and found a way to make it all be heard, you know, and the power of mixing too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I was listening to my albums on cassette. Okay, that's why cassette never only lasted probably, how long did cassette last? It was about 20 years. Whereas vinyl's been around since God knows how long, and it's still around. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said about the way you record things and what you record them on as well. It's like a WAV. And people say that you don't need to have a WAV because the MP3 cuts out all the stuff that you wouldn't hear anyway. I think that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's things you can hear that you're cutting out with the MP3.
Yeah, for sure. Again, like all the details and... Yeah, it's a shame. Like, I think that, like, I mean, every audio engineer these days would say that they hate it, you know?
Yeah. But it's necessary as well, because you can't put shit on Spotify. You can't put things on Bandcamp. I don't know what Bandcamp's like, but yeah. Necessary evil, unfortunately. So what you have to do is you have to make your music stand out in low quality.
That's a good point.
And that's what a lot of artists have learned to do.
Yeah. True.
Well, that was a good chat, Emma.
That was a good chat.
That was very enjoyable indeed.
Indeed. Thank you very much. As pleasure as always.
And as always, to our listeners, go check out all of the artists from off the show. We'll leave links in the show notes. Go check out EMR Creates on everything.
Thank you. EMRcreates.com.
Yeah, so that's check me. Out EMA, EMR, check out everyone. Check out us on yhhtmpc.com. Support us at buymeacoffee.com/yhhtmp. And yeah, we're going to finish off now with that Artist of the Week. Now, Artist of the Week is Inderpal Sandhu. He was on last week's, or one of the previous shows. And yeah, we like him a lot. He's very soulful.
We do like him a lot.
Beautiful voice. Great artist. So yeah, that's where we are. So until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Emer.
Thanks for listening.
If indeed you still are.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Let it self. Calling down tight. Yeah. Do you think about?
about me like I think about you. See, I care if you smile. Won't you stay for a while? Talk about everything else instead of how you feel and what you need. Cause you're safe around me, around me. Let it sail, let it sail, let it sail. It was just a bad day and not a bad night. Let it sail, let it sail, let it sail. It was just a bad day.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Yourself?
Yes, I'm well. I'm well. It's a nice day. It's a very nice
day. It is a nice day. It is a nice day. Wait, where are you?
So Essex, Romford.
Okay.
What about yourself?
I'm just shy of Birmingham.
Okay. Oh, I can hear the accent. All right. I hear it.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's all, man. It's cool.
Thanks for taking time out for us. It's a pleasure to have you on. So, you sent your music just on a whim on Twitter a few weeks back, and I was blown. You'll find out through the podcast because we've put it on the actual show and we chatted about it, but I was absolutely blown away by you're like a soul artist, hip-hop artist, and all in one with old school vibes, but you're bringing all the old school and making it fresh and colouring it in a modern light. That I don't know how you're doing it, but it absolutely works. If I take some of the old school like hip hop, it's always classic and it's always good to listen to, but yeah. I don't think it would work well today. It's like the same with the soul. If you listen to James Brown, it was fantastic in the time, but if you did it now. I don't know if it would work. Whereas you're taking that and making it work. Who would you say are your influences?
Definitely James Brown for one of them. Ray Charles.
I said Ray Charles on the show. Yeah.
I like his songwriting as well, man. Like, you know, he's not trying to do the most with it. Very short, sweet, concise, and it hits home. You know what I mean? Ray Charles, Jimi Hendrix, Fleetwood Mac, and Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill, I think, is one of the greatest songwriters that our generation has seen, man. She's actually amazing. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I think she's underrated as an artist. Very underrated, yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
So I've been doing music. I probably got involved with music when I was 19, but I've been, I don't know, like I guess it was just a daydream in my head before that. I was writing poetry when I was about 15, 16. And then, yeah, just got involved at 19. But really, I got the balls to sing when I was around 25, 26.
That's mental.
A whole bunch of, you're doing all of that. You know, there's a lot of that I can kind of masquerade behind. But then singing is just very vulnerable and intimate. So I think I had to build up my confidence through rap before I thought, let me give singing a go.
That's mental that you waited so long, because your voice is it's on point. It really is. It's actually beautiful to listen to. I was getting James Brown, but if you turn James Brown and put him, you know, if James Brown was chill, you're more chill than James Brown. And I like that, you know, because it's more easy listening. I can just sit back and enjoy it. James Brown, I almost feel anxious listening to him, if you know what I mean.
It puts you on edge a bit.
Yeah. So I listened to the, Letter to Self. Fantastic track. But that's been out a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Put it out in 2019 November.
Are you working on any new projects?
Yeah, so I've got another tape coming out, the Renaissance tape, and that's going to be a bag of flavours, man, a bag of flavours. I really look forward to sharing that with the world, man. Right now, we've got all the musicality done. I'll be laying down the vocals over the next couple of weeks, basically in about the space of two to three months, I'll have a new tape for everyone.
We'll be sure to send it our way.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you produce your own work, or do you work with someone?
I kind of just stumbled my way through that process, if I'll be honest with you, man.
Really?
I'll come up with, it would just be like a voice recording on my phone, and then me desperately trying to explain it to a musician, because obviously I don't speak in the terms, right? I'm like, yeah, can you make it sound a bit more like an escalator, but at the same time, a travelator, you know? And they're just like, what the hell is this guy saying? But somehow, somewhere, you know, we kind of piece it together. However, with this tape that we're working on now, Renaissance tape, one of the team, Calvin, who's in Houston right now, he has really just ran with this, you know? So I've just started to learn the guitar, for instance. So I sent him over a bunch of demos, and he took those demos and he just fluffed it up, man. So actually, yeah, I'm actually on my way to speaking musician talk.
It's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah. Different world.
It's weird though, because listening to you, you'd think this guy's been doing this since he was 11. But performances and shows, gigs, are you planning on doing any of those, or is it all just studio recordings?
Right now, it's just recordings, to be honest. I am itching to perform, but then I might just throw myself into the Renaissance tape mode and let myself go when it comes to my own show this year. You know, I
think it'd be a banging live performance, to be honest, if you could get like a set together, because yeah, you don't get that mute. I go to gigs and I listen to music, and especially in this country, you just don't get that soul music anymore. So, yeah. And if someone to do it in a way that young people can relate to, that's rare. I think you could absolutely smash the scene over here, personally.
God willing, man. God willing.
Mm. And so, other than this new tape that you got coming out, you got any other plans for the next year?
Everything centered around the tape, man. To be honest with you, riding on it. A lot is riding on it. You know, I need to. There's places I just want to infiltrate like never before, man. Everything is really centered around this tape. I wish I could say, you know, I've got this plan, and I've got that plan, and all of this stuff, but I don't. but I don't.
No, that's fair though, you know, because we get a lot of artists and that they have these plans, so many plans. We're going to do this year, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to do so much stuff. It's like, fucking hell. And the problem then is they're not putting enough attention into one area. So it, what does come out, it's okay, but it could be a whole lot better. So
yeah.
Your whole attention is going into one area. So I'd imagine and hope, well, judging by your previous works, it's going to come out, like I say, on point. And I look forward to hearing it. When do you reckon it'll be released?
Within 2 months, man. I'm going to literally shoot 4 videos in one day. I don't know if you saw the videos for the last tape, the tape that we've done. We shot all of those videos in the space of 36 hours. All of them.
Really? So,
yeah. Again, it goes down to costing, though. So I'm renting equipment, you know? So I need to really just do some remixing. So for instance, I rent it from 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. technically. But what I do is I say, yo, I'm going to pick it up around 6 and I'll drop it in the morning and I'll drop it around 6 in the evening. Is that all right? And then after that, I found a way to just shoot everything, you know? I got to shoot. The work is going to be concentrated into one day and I can bang all of that out within 2 months. I need to get a lot of promo and stuff prepped and whatnot. But bloody hell, I've talked about the plan so much, I've got lost in them. I don't even know where we were.
This is your website. People can find you here to iportsandu.com.
Oh, wiki. Thank you for plugging that, man. Thank you for plugging that.
Yeah. Where else can they find you? Obviously, you got your socials. Are they down here as well?
Yeah. Just if you go up a little bit. There you go. Instagram.
There you go.
Facebook.
Spotify.
You know, all over the gap. I'm on literally every single e-store. Every single music e-store. I'm there, man. I'm there.
Okay. I think that just about covers it. So, yeah, you're at Artist of the Week. Thanks again for taking time out for us. This will be tagged on the end of...
Did you just say I'm your Artist of the Week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
Did I not mention that? Sorry.
No, do you know what?
Yeah.
It on Twitter, but I was like, oh no, this is just the name of the talk. Don't convince yourself otherwise. And then, well, bloody hell.
With a voice like that and that kind of songwriting, how could we not? It's like, are you planning on doing any collaborations?
Very interesting question, man. I've just done 2 collaborations with 2 artists. That's a place that I'm now looking to explore. I hid myself for so long, and I think you've done me more bad than good in the end. So I've recently just started to collab, just recently, yeah.
I mean, the reason I ask is, listening to your other works, you're producing work on your own that most hip-hop artists would need to collab with. It's like, I mean, off the top of my head, like when Coolio worked with LV, it's like you're doing that kind of work, but you're doing it on your own. You don't need to collab. You're producing the soulful voice and you can produce the hip-hop. And it's like you're smashing both. But, I suppose if you can collab with some female artist, you can add a bit of colour and variant to your work, can't you?
Yeah.
You can tell me you're working with some male artists now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's two dudes. But I do have one female artist that I did hit up the other. Well, she hit me up in the past, and then I hit her up the other day. Hopefully that would do make a song together. But no doubt you're right about the switching up of the flavors and the colors. Yeah.
So yeah, we look forward to listening to your new works. In the meantime, we're going to play a song of yours now. Which one would you like us to play?
I'll let you choose between Letter to Self or Cold.
Okay. I might play both. All right, then. Lovely. Well, again, thanks for taking time out for us, and hopefully we'll hear from you in the near future. And if you're up for it, thinking about it now, It won't be till August, September, because we're fully booked. But if you get a chance, have a listen to the actual podcast, because we've got guest slots available on that. We get a lot of listeners on there. So, and it'll probably be around about the time that you release the new album. So,
yeah.
You'll be able to plug it on there.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I will take you up on that.
I don't wanna be judged for all the things that I've said, all the things that I've done. Sorry for my lack of appearance. Apologies to my friends and my parents. I know what it looks like that I could care less. But I just can't face the world right now. Always wear shades, cause I can't stand, cause I can't stand the eyes on my face, no strength in my legs. Feeling so out of place. It's not what you think, but what I think you do. And that's crazy, cause I can't think. For you, love is patient, love is so kind, no records are wrong, and always has time. Forgive me for the lack of mine. Love is patient, love is so kind, no records are wrong. And always has time. Forgive me for the lack of mine. Forgive me. A gap boy. Police cars became real from the dark. And since you told me that, I've been doing some searching. And since you told me that, I've been doing some searching. I've been doing some searching. It's so kind. My records around. No, it's as tight. No, it's as. No, it's as. Time. Love is so patient. Love is so kind. Records are all.
Welcome to Total Wine & More.
I want something fun in the sun.
You'll love this sparkling wine.
Wow, great price.
Find what you love, love what you find at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.